This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
From 1996 to 2005, we ran a bond every 2 years. We opened a school every year up until 2009 because that's what it takes to keep up with 1,000 new kids a year.
Fighting for Idaho.
Socrates, Aristotle, Plato. All these guys had to work with was a smooth bit of sand, a sharp stick, and their brain. They turned out some pretty good work.
Fighting for you.
It's that time of year again. Spirit of Boise Malone Classic.
In the summer tradition, throw a blanket down on the park with your family, eat a donut, drink some coffee, have some milk, watch the balloons fly off the ground.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Steve, I appreciate everything you do. You're a great American.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here, waiting for our friend Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance to call in. We're at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. And people always say, Kevin, I always notice a difference in your tone when you're out. And I just love being out. Most radio people, they love to just stay in their little dark studios. I love being out. We've got Two Fly Bry with us. We've got Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. We've got Sweet Willard. We've got Jacob. We've got a lot of people from our parent company, Town Square Media, here as well. They're very excited. Look, over 50 balloons. That's right, over 50 balloons that will be launched this morning. So if you're near, why not swing out? And we'll talk more about last night's game and some other issues. But let's go to Brian. You got to stop that because you're messing me up here. Let's go to Jim in Middleton at 580 KIDO. Hello, Jim.
Brian, you got to stop that because you're messing
me up. All right, Jim in Middleton. Hello, Jim.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm living. Yes. Hello, Jim. We're good.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, I wanted to weigh in there. Kevin, I think that you and Mr. Morton, you're giving this shooting way, way too much press. I think this was an anomaly. And yesterday, Mr. Morton mentioned, well, this was a high-powered round and well, high-powered what have you. This is a minimal defense round. And it's definitely a tragedy. I hate to see something like that happen. And like I said, it's so isolated. And what we do have is murders in big cities going on a daily basis. And there's never, ever any coverage about all of those shootings in these poor neighborhoods. It's always an anomaly shooting like this that gets all the press. And personally, I think it's very disingenuous. And this gentleman keeps talking about what rights the government has. Let's talk about all the things that the government's been doing that's been unconstitutional and illegal. I don't have a lot of faith in the government, some, but not that much here lately. But I think we should just skip this. There's more important things to talk about. But that's just my sense there, Kevin.
Well, before you go, Jim, let's see what Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has to say.
Sure. Newsy fires 600 rounds per minute. And what impresses me and what encourages me to make commentary on the issue is not about the gun issue per se, but it's about protecting children. And this poor child, this 9-year-old that was involved in this incident, when you look at the video and you see that she's totally unable to control that type of weapon for that child. Now, in and of itself, with you behind that weapon, I have no issue with that. I have no issue behind that weapon. But when you put that weapon in the hands of a 9-year-old without any education whatsoever and just turn it to automatic and to see that child unable to handle that weapon, that's what we're talking about. 9-year-olds should not be handling automatic weapons, at least without some type of education. Accident is bound to happen. Now, laws are designed for one purpose, to protect property and to protect people. And that's what I was advocating came before. Connecticut has stepped forward in their laws, and they're saying children cannot possess and operate automatic weapons. And that's what I'm saying should be the law of the land, but it has to be decided per state.
I agree. That
I'm glad you agree. We're actually in agreement on that.
Am I still on the line, Kevin?
Yes. Yeah, you're still here.
Oh, okay. I agree with that, okay? I mean, a 9-year-old shouldn't own and possess that. okay? Again, this was an anomaly. I mean, it was very tragic, and I'm sure that the poor young lady is going to live with it. But, you know, I was somewhat raised on a farm. I was shooting when I was 7 years old, out hunting, driving agricultural equipment and so forth, and some stuff that I used to do in my day. I'm 55, and maybe you too. We would have a come apart if a lot of these kids were doing this today. And I'm not advocating that they should have these weapons and what have you. I'm just saying we're making too much of it. Okay? Again, there's murders going on all over right. the world and in this country and very little press. Anyway, Kevin.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it here at 580KIDO. Apparently there's a government drone flying over us. I don't know if Two Fly Bri is going to take care of that as that we are launching the balloons. Do you have a response for that at all? Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, you're making too much of these things.
Let me find my Uzi.
All right, we got Tea Party Bob here along with Mrs. Tea Party Bob. We've got the militia here as well getting ready for the balloons launching. Let's go to Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Not bad. We've got balloons flying. We've got a drone in the air. It's an exciting time here.
Well, have somebody in those balloons take the drone out.
We'll have to see about that. Now, you're always keeping us up to date on pertinent Second Amendment issues here at 580KIDO. So let's talk about the latest here when it comes to protecting a home, heart, and health.
Yeah, our group has been working on something we're calling the Preemption Project. And essentially, in the state of Idaho, we have preemption, which means the state controls firearms regulations and prohibits the cities and counties from doing that. And so we've sent out quite a few letters to cities and counties around the state that have ordinances that have been in violation of the preemption law, as well as cities who have signs in public parks banning the carrying of firearms. And so we've been sending letters out to have these cities correct these issues. And it looks like we're actually going to have a couple cities that may end up fighting us on a couple of these. And so we thought we'd let people know.
So let me break this down for you. Right. Greg, let me break this down for people just tuning in at 580KIDO. So you're saying that there are cities that are banning people from openly carrying, concealing and carrying in public parks, and where else?
You've got public parks. You've got, for instance, Nampa City Hall and Nampa Civic Center. Both have signs prohibiting firearms from being carried.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you a question.
Oh, my gosh, you're just jumping in here.
Do you think...
Hold on. Do you think you're Tea Party Bob?
Absolutely.
He only does that.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think a 9-year-old should be able
to
bring...
Oh, my gosh. We're not going to go back to what you and Tom Munns did last hour. It's the spirit of Boise Balloon Classic, everybody.
I want to know if he wants to allow a 9-year-old to bring a Uzi into Albertson Stadium.
Before we get to that here at 580KIDO, let's get back to this issue. So have you talked to these folks? And what has their reaction been?
Yeah, we've been working with, you know, we've got a guy up in Coeur d'Alene, Councilman Adams. He's been working with us. He supports us. With some others in the Coeur d'Alene City Council, for instance, who don't support what we're doing. On the Nampa City Council, we've got Councilman Scowg. He's been working with us, trying to update their ordinance. But we are expecting some pushback on the signage issue. And on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Nampa City Hall, they're actually going to have the first public hearings on their new ordinance update. So we wanted to get that information out there so people can be a part of the process and attend that meeting.
All right. Are you willing to take a question from Alan L. Morton, attorney at law here?
Liberal Alan L. Morton, absolutely.
Well,
he's calling you a lib.
I think he's more liberal than I am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, why don't you hit Greg with your question?
Do you think a 9-year-old should be able to have an Uzi and bring it to Albertson Stadium?
Do I think a 9-year-old should handle a fully automatic weapon? No. Do I think we need another law saying that they can't? Absolutely not.
Well, how do you prevent that then if you think that shouldn't be?
Are you ready to have a good time? Well, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, liberal. We don't need to keep inventing laws for something that happens once in a gray moon. I mean, this is a horrible tragedy. Don't get me wrong. Never should have happened. This poor girl is going to have to suffer for a long time. But just because one crazy incident happens, and yes, it does happen. This isn't the first time, but we don't have to keep creating laws every time one little tragedy happens. We have to realize that we live in a free country. What's that?
45 children, Greg, have been injured or killed as a result of handguns in the United States. Allowing children.
I don't know about you. We have laws here, Mr. Liberal Allen. But I fought for a free country when I swore to uphold the oath, and I understand that living in a free country comes with consequences. Some of those consequences are people die because of stupid decisions that other people make.
I want to ask you a couple questions. Why do you think I'm liberal? Do you understand that I also own an arsenal of weapons? I have no problem with you owning weapons or anybody else. That's our constitutional right under the Second Amendment. But I just have an issue with children exercising claims of rights to bear arms. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives children that right. And I don't know how that makes you feel that I'm a liberal, because I believe that we should protect children.
Well,
all right, 580. All right.
I couldn't hear.
All right, Brian, quit yelling at Alan L. Morton here. All heck's breaking loose at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Greg, do you want to respond to that?
No, I just want to say that, you know, I think we got to keep doing what we can do here in Idaho, Kevin, to protect the Second Amendment. That's what our group's trying to do. We hope people will support the Preemption Project and get involved with it, because it is affecting your local towns and communities, and we appreciate all the support you've given us.
Greg Pruitt, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. People want to get a hold of you to take down the signs. What can they do?
I'd just go to IdahoSAA.org, and you can. There's a little Preemption Project tab on there, and you can kind of keep track of everything that's going on.
Keep up the good work, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, thank you very much. Take care, sir. Let's go to the phones here. We go to Gene in CUNA at 580-KIDO with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, Tea Party Bob in incognito, Two Fly Bry yelling at Alan L. Morton, and Jacob eating breakfast. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my brother. Counselor, it's a pleasure. You know, these guys ought to stay off your back. They really should. A 9-year-old girl using a fully automatic weapon, no. When I was 5 and 6 years old, the most I got to use was a single shot, .22 rifle, and that's what I learned to shoot on. And then, of course, things graduated to a .22 pistol, single action, and so on and so forth. Granted, she was being taught how to use this, but why would a 9-year-old need to be taught how to use a fully automatic weapon in the first place? Now, I've got nothing against teaching a 9-year-old to use a weapon and to use a semi-automatic weapon at that. But a fully automatic weapon? No, now come on, that's just getting a little out there. That poor girl, I've been praying for her ever since I found this out. She is going to be traumatized, I'm hoping not for the rest of her life, but for a long time. For this, and you know, and this instructor should have made sure one hand on the pistol grip, one hand on top of the weapon outside of the bolt range to hold the top down, and she should have been made aware of the fact that that weapon will walk up on her. And for some reason, the instructor failed to mention that. He failed to follow through. Maybe he was a good instructor, maybe he wasn't. We'll never know, but the facts speak for themselves. Am I right, counselor? The facts that the man died speaks for themselves. Maybe he wasn't as well-versed in teaching as he should have been.
Well, that's a good point, Gene and CUNA. Let's let Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, respond here at 580-KIDO.
I'm not an advocate for eliminating children's education with respect to weapons. In fact, I was very impressed with with the operation at Camp Morrison for the Boy Scouts and teaching children how to use rifles and shotguns and archery. But something went terribly wrong in Las Vegas. I'm not a certified instructor, but obviously when you look at the film, he was out of position, which allowed him to be shot. But there was absolutely no education provided to the child before she was using this powerful weapon. I agree with you that children just shouldn't be allowed to use these weapons in a public forum, and somebody died because of it. But the real tragedy of it deals with the consequences that this child's going to face.
All right, Gene, thank you for the call. 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk to Ronnie in Caldwell, and of course we're taking your calls on last night's BSU game, of course gun rights, and we're talking balloons. There's not another show in Idaho, let alone America, that has this much topical mix so early in the morning, probably throughout the day. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO live from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. It is incredible when we're taking a look at just over 50 balloons getting ready to launch. It's amazing that we have so many people from the K. Milley Militia, Tea Party Bob, Mrs. Tea Party Bob, Sweet Willard. Well, we pay Sweet Willard to be here. Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law, Two Fly Bry.
Where's my check?
You'll get your check in a minute. And so many other people here. You know, we don't do it for money. We do it for the love of the game.
The spirit of Boise.
Yes, exactly. We do it all for our beloved Treasure Valley. Let's go to the phones. And speaking of a Treasure Valley treasure, here is Ronnie from Caldwell at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning, Ronnie.
I'm out of here. What's up, man? TGIR Friday to you. I was just calling in about the chick shooting the gun and killing the instructor. But before I get to that, dude, I don't know.
Where you been, Ronnie?
I've been busy with all kinds of stuff, dude. It's been a long time since I've even called on a Friday. But one of the things about the militia, Kevin, is I don't know if we should officially have our militia meetings at a balloon festival.
Now, Ronnie, I heard that you were doing some time. That's why you haven't been on. Is that true, that work release wouldn't let you call for the morning show?
Oh, dude, where are you getting your information? And first of all, nobody's supposed to say anything about that.
Why? There's nothing wrong with being on work release. I bet you met a lot of new friends.
You know, maybe I'll talk about it some other time, dude, but I was just, you know, just doing my thing, and then next thing you know, I'm getting
hassled. Did you get anything with the guys? Did you get the?
Excuse me.
I mean, I'm sure you made a lot of friends with the boys there at the work release.
I beg your pardon, dude. If you want me to be part of your militia, I'd back off on that kind of nonsense. You know what I mean?
Sure. Point well taken. I think we offended him, Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law.
We mean we.
Oh, me.
Well, hey, listen, dude. What happened, man? I can tell you the whole thing. That little girl wouldn't have killed that dude if she wouldn't have been shooting that gun. And Alan's got a point there. But the thing is, man, that chick shouldn't even be using guns until they're at least, like, 25, man.
Wait a minute. You're saying here at 580-KIDO that women should not be allowed to use weapons till they're 25?
Uh-huh. Dude, it's a proven fact, man. Anybody that knows anything about, like, how people are built, you know, how they're constructed like I do, women can't handle that kind of power, dude, and that's the problem, man. And furthermore, I don't think there should be any women police officers unless they're built like those chicks from Cagney and Lacey. Then maybe I'd make an exception.
Cagney or Lacey?
Whichever one was the buff-looking dude that looked like she could be like a lineman for the Steelers.
Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law, what do you make of Ronnie saying women should not use firearms or be allowed to use them until 25?
Oh, boy, that's an amazing comment. Obviously, in this country, we're predicated upon equal rights. You're probably asking the wrong person. I'm a father of five daughters. And so I believe that they should have equal rights, just like any other man.
Oh, thank you.
Now, dude, I think
thank
that's,
you, Sweet Willard.
I've actually stumped you, man, because you don't even have an answer for me.
All right, we go to Ronnie. Anything else you'd like to share? Do you like balloons, Ronnie?
No, as a matter of fact, dude, I'm not really hip about you being there in the first place. It sort of totally takes your machismo away from you, man.
Point well taken, Ronnie. Thank you.
Good for.
Let's go to George in Star at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, Tea Party Bob, Mrs. Tea Party Bob, Two Fly Bry, Jacob Sweet Willard, and everybody else here at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Hello, George.
Hi, Kevin. I hope you're having a great time out there. I just had a few points. The attorney was wondering why someone would think he's a liberal, and I think he reveals himself in his language. You know, when you use the adjective extreme just because someone expresses an opinion, he refers to both the anti-gunners and the constitutional Second Amendment folks as extreme. That's progressive language. My radar went right up with that. The bigger point, though, is the good gentleman is not going to legislate stupid out of existence, and that's what you're dealing with here. You know, infanticide, you're concerned about this little girl, but what about infanticide? That's illegal. Has that been eradicated? You know.
Well,
so,
I think you're misconstruing what I had said earlier, George. What I was saying was in this debate or this discussion, we have two extreme positions, and the extreme positions I was talking about is on the one hand, you have people that don't want anyone to have any guns of any type or kind. That's an extreme position. The other extreme position are those who believe that the Second Amendment entitles a person to own a tank or a nuclear weapon. Those were the extreme positions that I was referring to. Not that a person who's a gun owner has an extreme position. I own guns. You own guns. The Constitution provides for the right to bear arms as defined by the United States Supreme Court. So, but for the record, I am liberal on certain issues. I'm very conservative on others. I don't buy into this debate, though, that one size fits all for anybody. We're in Idaho. You know, we all agree, I believe you and I are in agreement, that a nine-year-old shouldn't have been given the opportunity to fire an Uzi without some type of training.
Well, that may be true, but once I respectfully disagree with that, you're not going to cure that situation, or the best approach isn't to cure that through legislation, you know, because...
Do you think a nine-year-old should be able to drive an automobile at 80 miles an hour in the freeway?
There you go again, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
There you go.
Well, that's my job, asking questions.
You know, the Second Amendment folks want everyone to have an atomic bomb. Really? Come on.
Well, I didn't say that. I said, but some people do believe that.
That's what you said. You said that.
Some people do believe that. Don't you believe that?
Do I believe that? No, I don't.
Ask anybody from ISIS. They believe that they should have nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I would beg to differ. You guys love bringing those kind of ridiculous analogies up, but they're not real. But anyways, I made my point. Good talking to you, sir.
George, thank you for the debate.
Thanks for the call, George.
Coming up, we'll take a look at Labor Day as we continue on from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Over 50 balloons launching right now, folks. Hear the history from Ann Morrison Park at 580 KIDO.
Today, we're sending the entire fleet out this morning, 50 balloons.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, the balloons flying over Boise, even as we speak, over 50, the first time in 12 or 13 years. Brian, please do not talk to him while we are doing the program. It is very rude. Then Alan L. Morton gets distracted. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law with us, Tea Party Bob with us, Mrs. Tea Party Bob with us, Two Fly Bry with us, Jacob is with us. We're all here as we continue on at 580 KIDO. Coming up, Denise McDonald from the AFL-CIO. Before we get to her, though, let's go to Mickey in Eagle. at 580 KIDO that wants to talk about last night's game. Good morning, Mickey.
Hi, Kevin. It's my Mickey. It looks like,
how are you?
Looks like your Broncos wish they had a gun down there in Atlanta last night. They got a butt whooping.
That's how you're defining it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you said we could talk about guns, balloons, and the Broncos. They needed Willy Wonka or something to come away with a win, but it was an old-fashioned barn stopping.
Well, what are people in Eagles saying about the Broncos?
Well, they're saying the same thing's going to happen to your Vandals tonight or tomorrow whenever they play Florida. SEC's no place for Idaho.
Well, let me throw this to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Do you agree with Mickey's statement, Mickey and Eagle there, that it was a butt-whooping last night?
Well, I think we played great in the first half. It was a tale of two games.
Yeah, but the two halves count.
Well,
you don't get a win for winning the first half.
That's true. You know, the game is the game.
Mickey, you sound like you're from the SEC country. Your thoughts on just how good Ole Miss was last night and Florida?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're not very good. Arkansas is a team to watch out for. But my whole point is that's probably a mid-tier team in the SEC. And I'm hearing, look at the Broncos. And, well, hopefully they can come back and beat Louisiana Lafayette or somebody like that.
Wow. Tough words. You're a tough critic.
Their uniforms look pretty, though.
Yeah, what is that? Are they the Syracuse Orangemen now? I miss the blue.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny. I don't know what are they going to come out in purple pants next week or something? I mean, let's focus more on football than wearing our Nike gear. Kevin, you still?
Well, Mickey, we appreciate that. Mickey, thank you for the call at 580-KIDO. We continue on. There's our friend Rance. Rance is here. Good to see him. Let's go. A lot of folks here at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Let's go to Terry in Boise at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Kevin. I know I got a short period of time, but I want to take the time to congratulate you. I hope you win that Marconi Award because you had the guts to take on controversial issues that other people don't and say hi to your mom. Well, I'm qualified. The years I spent scouting in the NFL, and I say your greatest detractors were either analysts that they had on BSU today. They said that we don't belong there. We're not there. I disagree. We've got the ability with the big weight. We still held them to 7-6 in the first quarter. A quarter doesn't make a game. Where we went bad is that we have a quarterback that he throws in the coverage. He didn't throw it away when he had an opportunity. On the left side, he had a complete touchdown. We should have been hit by 28 to 7 by the halftime because their big wide receivers, their wideouts, they were so worried about the short game with a 6'3 guy at 218 pounds. They wanted to play the short pass, and our safeties came up, and they gave them the seam. There was so much in the seam, you and I could have ran down it. And they didn't use Burrow to do a double move on the outside. They wanted Hendrickson to throw long. And throwing four interceptions by the second half, his team around him didn't believe he could win the game. And that's when they got beat up a little bit. That team's good enough with the current coaching personnel to play in the SEC and these big games. There's no reason we should lose it. But that was bad coaching on the backside, bringing those guys up, worried about the short pass, giving up the slants and the seam coverage. And the coach is calling or the player right, making the bad decision.
You know, Terry, that's a great point. I want to thank you for the call here at 580-KIDO. Let's go now to Denise McDonald with the ACL, the AFL-CIO, with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. What'd you think of last night's Bronco game?
Well, it was a little tough, actually, to see what happened there.
It was indeed. Coming up, please stand by, ma'am. We'll have more with you in a minute. We'll talk about Labor Day, the history of Labor Day, and job opportunities for young people. Is that an antiquated concept in America today? We'll talk to Denise McDonald and you at 580-5436. The balloons are flying, almost 50 balloons up in the air right now in Boise, Idaho, folks. Being a part of history with you this morning, stay with us. Let's get you to traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, live from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Once again, Denise McDonald with us here at 580 KIDO from the AFL-CIO. Denise, we celebrate Labor Day. We have a great time. Certainly we enjoyed it as the last really three-day weekend of the summer. But what's the history of Labor Day? Why is it so significant?
Well, Labor Day is actually a time when we are able to get together and to recognize the principle that unions were founded on. It's something that we feel is very important. The unions have done a lot to raise the bar and to help workers have dignity, have them have a living wage, to have safety on their job sites, benefits that'll take care of their families. And so we get together, and that's what we celebrate on Labor Day. And for the workers that have lost their lives in that battle and everything else along with it.
You know what Labor Day reminds me of, and perhaps because I used to work there and I went to the site, which I can't believe they turned it into a shopping mall, but it's the Homestead strike, where you had so many people killed for wanting workers' rights, and that's when the Pinkertons came in and everything else. And a lot of people don't understand the significance of that, that we've gotten away from that. A lot of people feel that their rights have been eroded at work.
Yeah, I mean, I know that some people struggle with this, but we have done a lot of work over the last 150 years, and I think that, you know, without that work, we would not be where we are today. And I know a lot of people don't quite understand that, but it's the truth.
Well, let me ask you this. A lot of people are very concerned whether it's the former UAW Teamster, Alan L. Morton, or the former Teamster, Kevin Miller, about the future for the kids. I mean, the idea that you had factories, you had work for people that wanted to be in the middle class, that wanted to live the American dream, those seem to be going away. What is your group doing about it for the children of today?
Well, for me, what I do is I work with the kids. I get out and I get into the classrooms. I attend their career fairs, their anything to do with learning about careers, and I let them know about the apprenticeship opportunities. We have too many young people that are basically voting with their feet and moving out of Idaho into other states due to lack of wages and other things. So what I feel is very important is that they understand that there are other options, another alternative to college, if college is not for them, an alternative that will give them a living wage, a good career, and speak on that apprenticeship opportunity. That, you know, the schools really don't talk about that anymore, and that's something that I feel is very important. It's amazing to me when I get out and I speak with young people or even adults. It's amazing that the people do not know about the apprenticeship opportunity. It's an opportunity that will provide them training, safety, on-the-job training, make wages while they're learning that, be able to provide for themselves while they're learning that, and when they turn out, they don't have a huge debt on their shoulders. So when I'm able to share that with the students, you'd be surprised at how big their eyes are and the way their mouth opens up, and they have no idea about it.
Denise McDonald, thank you very much. Have a happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
580 KIDO. Now, before we get to traffic, I have to take issue with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. As soon as you leave us, you go over there and start hanging out with Larry Gebert? a bigger name on line three. What are you, soliciting business here?
I had to tell Larry a personal comment that I wanted to thank him for going public with his prostate cancer issue, and I said that after I heard about his ordeal. I actually called my doctor and went in to get my own exam.
And, you know, here I am trying to kid you, and all of a sudden you go serious on me.
Well, I tell you, when I heard about Larry's situation, I thought, you know, we're both of the age that we have to make sure that we live life to its fullest, and something like cancer took my mother, and I thought, well, we can't let the opportunity go. And Larry was very courageous in going public with his situation. I think Senator Crapo did that as well. And, you know, we just can't take life for granted. We need to take ourselves of every opportunity to make sure that we're doing what we can do to stay healthy. So I wanted to thank him for that.
Yeah, well, I still think you were working him. All right, more from Alan L. Morton. He's speechless, attorney at law. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, let's go back to the big game. More on the gun issue. Of course, this is a great historic day in the Treasure Valley. We'll tell you why in a minute. Let's get you to work safely. More from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Stay tuned to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.